Hey, 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 it is Thursday evening, which means we are one day closer to Friday. Yay! And you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne, and I am Marianne. And we're going to talk about all things money. We're going to listen to songs that have a money or financial theme. And I'm going to share some tips on helping you have happier, healthier finances. So tonight's topic is, what are the biggest challenges facing individuals today in their kind of day-to-day financial decisions? So that's coming up shortly. And I did jot down a few notes this week, some comments that were made to me from people that I've met with or at workshops or just kind of in general about finances and just, you know, lessons, kind of those little hidden lessons, hidden gems that we can take from other people's experiences or our own. So one of those is going to come from my own experience. So I like to kick things off with a money funny, a little joke here. So I was looking online for some money related jokes and I came across, I came across some Little Johnny jokes. So if anybody remembers Little Johnny jokes, there were a few that were certainly not appropriate to be saying on air. So I made sure I didn't have those. And we're going to go with the clean Little Johnny jokes. So here we go. Little Johnny is always being teased by the other neighborhood boys for being stupid. It's kind of the premise of the Little Johnny jokes. Their favorite joke is to offer Johnny his choice between a nickel and a dime. Little Johnny always takes the nickel. One day, after Johnny takes the nickel, a neighbor takes him aside and says, "Johnny, those boys are making fun of you. Don't you know that a dime is worth more than a nickel, even though the nickel's bigger?" Johnny grins and says, "Well, if I took the dime, they'd stop doing it. And so far, I've made $20. So maybe little Johnny isn't so stupid anymore. And I like talking about hidden gems. So I like the little hidden gem within that joke is that small things add up. And that is true both on the positive side and the negative side. So if we talk about savings, every little bit counts. If you're trying to pay off your debt, simply putting that extra, you know, $10 or $20, or you sell something on Kijiji for $50 and you just kind of start putting that on your debt, it doesn't seem like those things are making big impacts, but over time, a little bit will make a big impact. And sometimes we don't take those steps because we're waiting until we can do something much bigger. And that waiting can cost you. So that was my little hidden gem within the joke. So hopefully you enjoyed the money funny and the gem. All right, well, let's kick things off with a couple of songs. And so we have The Price I Paid for Love. And so if anyone is tuning in for the first time, all of my songs, like I said, have a money-related theme. And pretty much they can qualify for lots of reasons. So the title may have something in it. So in this case, price and paid. It has two words relating to money, and that's really all that qualifies it. Sometimes it's the artist. So I am going to play a little bit later a Johnny Cash song. The song doesn't have anything to do with money, but Johnny Cash does. Cash, get it? And sometimes the name or the title don't have anything to do with money, but if you listen to the song, there is something in there that has something to do with finances. So I try to mix things up a little bit, get a bit creative, and I always ask you out there to be my eyes and ears. And ears, I guess, would be more make more sense. So if you hear a song and you're listening to it and it's not obvious and they say something, you go, "Ooh, that would qualify for the Money Matters show," then I would love for you to send me a note. And if you do want to contact me either during the show or outside of the show, you can always send an email to Cove FM, so studio@covefm.com, and I check in on that throughout the evening. You're welcome to email me at my Dr. Debt email, so info@drdebt.ca. And just go on social media if you want to connect. Facebook, Twitter, look for Dr. Det, and you'll find me there. And of course, the Cove FM Facebook page. So lots and lots of ways to stay connected. So if you, I said the topic tonight is the biggest financial challenges that we kind of face in our day-to-day finances. So if there's something that pops into your mind that you think is the biggest challenge, I would love to hear from you. And if you want to call me at the studio tonight, as long as songs are playing, I can answer the phone. If I don't answer, just call back. And the phone number here is 902-858-2077. So 858-2077. All right, let's kick things off with a couple tunes and then we'll get into the meat of the show. So enjoy these. I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Jim and he's
Jeff. Together, we host Rants and Riffs.
Every show, we play a theme-based eclectic mix of music,
handpicked from our personal collections.
Join us Friday evenings from 10 to midnight
for something completely different.
As I sit here all alone, too lonesome to go home, the best friend that I had, I lost today. And I know by tears that burn, she'll never return. And that's the price I paid, dear, for your love. Yesterday we were sweethearts, today you say we're through. Tomorrow you'll be loving someone new. Yesterday we were sweethearts, today you say we're through. Tomorrow I'll be crying over you. On the way up to my room, nobody meets me in my gloom. Best friend that I had just went away, and I hope that she will see the heartache she caused me. That's the price I paid, dear, for your love. Yesterday we were sweethearts, today you say you're through. Tomorrow you'll be loving someone new. Yesterday we were sweethearts, today you say we're through. Tomorrow I'll be crying over you. Tomorrow I'll be crying.
Corner sat that hungry old loan shark. Now he was kind of mad because he hadn't been paid for a debt that I owed him for a bet that I made. He looked straight at me and said, come over here, sonny. If you want to leave here alive, give me all your money. 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 Saturday, that bad, sonny. Put wine in your beer and give me all your money. You better give it up.
used to know. We start talking about the crazy things we used to do. We decide to go have ourselves a cold brew. Yes, we do. And we were lying, laughing, talking together. The boys run out of money, I start running the tab. When I get up and leave, I wait to say to the sun. Before you move from that chair, give me all your money. 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 I don't look so sad, it ain't that bad, sonny. Quit buying your beer and give me all your money. You better give it up. Better play us some cards. I've been raising some more. Win the last big pot and I head for the door. When I get to the street, I hear stick 'em up, sonny. You better reach for the sky. Give me all your money. 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 Don't look so sad. It ain't that bad, sonny. Quit grinding your beer and give me all your money. You better give it up. You better give it back. You know that guy's gonna come after me. He's gonna kick mine if I don't give him money.
That's the Mike Oliver Band. Give me all your money.
All right. I am back, and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne. And if you would like to do more than just listen to the radio show, just pop on to Facebook, look for Dr. Debt or my newsfeed if you're in my list, Marianne Marriott, and you'll see the Cove FM 88.7 Money Matters event there, and you can pop on to Facebook and join me live. And so one of the benefits of that is that when songs are playing, I interact with those that are viewing it, and we do get to talk a little bit more in depth about the things that I talk about here, because I kind of have to jam it all into an hour. But don't worry about that. You're not missing out on anything if you are listening to the radio show, because I'm here every Thursday. And if there is something that I do not get a chance to expand on tonight, I will most definitely work it into another show in an upcoming week. So you just have to tune in every Thursday from 7 to 8, and you'll always get lots of tidbits and information and advice. Okay, so we are talking about the biggest financial challenges. Oh, before I do that, sorry, a few things came up this week, and I just wanted to mention those, and then I'll come back to the biggest financial challenges. I feel like those shows where they just keep you hanging on, coming up soon. That's not my intention. Okay, so here's some things that were said to me, phrases that were said to me over the week. I never had to keep track. Now, I've heard that a lot. And so that comes up because when someone comes to see me and I put them into some kind of a debt repayment program, one of the parts of that is some financial counseling sessions. And so they're required to keep track of their expenses and send that information in, and we get together and we chat about it. And quite what I don't tell people, so if you're listening to this or watching it, don't tell any of my clients, that, you know, keeping track of their expenses, they really don't have to do that for us. It's not something we need to see. We don't scrutinize expenses. I mean, it's their money. They can do absolutely whatever they want with it. And, but it's an exercise for them. And I don't tell people they don't, you know, they can or can't do it. I say you have to do it, pretty much, not really that bluntly, because I want them to, because it is the most valuable experience. And I can say that earnestly because I've been tracking my expenses now for, oh my gosh, at least 10 years. I started diligently doing it when I was self-employed. That was even more than 10 years ago. I've streamlined it a bit since because I don't need as much detail for tax purposes now that I'm not running my own business. And but what I found is just such valuable information in that is so useful in terms of making decisions about what you need to do financially. So several people come in and say, you know what, I've been keeping track and it's been really great and I can't believe how much I'm spending on this or that. And, you know, when I say you've never done that before, you know, why? And they say, well, I never really had to. And that's a huge misconception. Just because things are good and you're doing well financially doesn't mean you can't benefit. The other one that comes up is this time of year is I love not having credit card debt in January, because how many of us get caught into that trap where we're trying to get through the holidays and maybe our funds have run out or we didn't plan at all and we just rely on our credit cards? And there's nothing worse than starting January with debt from Christmas that you have to pay off. And so because my client's been put into a debt repayment program, they don't have credit and they're learning to live without it and they're loving it. And I think that is so great. You know, and I'm not debt free. I still have debt. I have made mistakes. I've had experiences in the past that didn't work out very well for me and my family. And it's caused us to incur, you know, a little more debt than is easily manageable. And I've been picking away at that for some years now. And so that's my goal, is to be able to say what my clients are saying to me. I love not having debt, not having credit, and I don't miss it. Which actually leads me to the other one, which is, and I've heard this several times this week, I know I should get credit, but I really don't want it. So I know I should have a credit card. I know that that's, you know, kind of what I need in order to reestablish credit, but I'm really enjoying not having it. And I'm afraid of what will happen when I do have it. And that's a really valid, true statement, because if you're going to you do need a credit rating, a good credit rating, for lots of reasons. And the only way to do that is to use credit. And so if you're credit shy, that can be challenging. Secure credit cards are great because you can put a deposit on them. And then if you don't want it, you can always just have the deposit put back against it. At the end of the day, you know, really the goal is pay off your credit in full every month and don't pay interest. And I know that's much easier said than done for a lot of people. And the last one is trading in vehicles. And I've had, again, at least three people this week. And I mean, this is an ongoing situation where they traded in a vehicle and carried the balance of the loan into the next vehicle. And that is just absolutely a bad, bad strategy. It never works in your favor. Vehicles aren't even worth the regular loans that they're put on. My personal philosophy, you should never have a vehicle loan worth more than 5 years. There's always exceptions. I mean, if you lease for business purposes, then that's, you know, a little different. If that's your choice, then you're always going to have a car payment. It's like renting versus owning, no big deal. But if you're going to constantly wrap a balance into a new loan, that can get really dangerous. So all of a sudden you're driving a $20,000 car with a $40,000 loan. So that was a whole bunch of things that came up this week that I wanted to share. So I am going to hold off on the biggest challenges for a few minutes, just because I do have another song set up to play. So I do want to get that on. And we do have the weather coming up. So I'm interested in seeing what's in store for us for the next few days. And then I'll be back and share the five biggest financial challenges that we kind of face on a day-to-day basis these days. And again, ones that I see very often. So next song up is Glamour Puss, Easy Money, Mumbo Jumbo. Again, a very easy song to figure out why it's being played on this show. And just before we play that, I want to give a shout out to Shannon, who I think is driving to Chester. Shannon hadn't listened to this radio show. I mentioned it to her tonight. I don't know if you're listening, Shannon, but if you do have your radio on and you're listening, welcome to 88.7 Cove FM, our community radio station. And thanks for tuning in. So here we go. Easy Money, Mumbo Jumbo. Send that one out to you, Shannon, and to the rest of you as well. So enjoy.
Masthead News, now online. Go to www.themastheadnews.ca to read each edition of The Masthead. That's www.themastheadnews.ca.
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by The Medicine Shop, 3622 Hammonds Plains Road in Upper Tantallon. For Thursday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Fog patches developing near midnight, wind southwest 20 kilometers an hour gusting to 40, and the temperature steady near plus 3. For Friday, rain changing to snow late in the afternoon. Fog patches dissipating in the afternoon. Rainfall amounts 10 to 15 millimeters. Wind south 30 kilometers an hour gusting to 50, becoming northwest 30 gusting to 50 late in the afternoon, and a high of plus 5 with the temperature falling to 0 in the afternoon. For Friday night, Snow ending in the evening and then partly cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries amounts 2 centimeters. Wind northwest, 30 kilometers an hour gusting to 50, and a low of minus 14 with a wind chill of minus 25. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of flurries and a high of minus 9, and for Sunday, flurries and a high of plus 1. Currently, it's 3 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Is your weight affecting your health, or do you fear it might eventually lead to that? Studies show that obesity is a causing factor in most preventable diseases. Well, the Medicine Shop Pharmacy has a solution for you. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Protocol is about getting your life back and regaining your health. It is not just a diet. Learn more about how Ideal Protein may be right for you. Visit Melanie at the Medicine Shop in Upper Tantallon or phone 820-0392 to sign up for an upcoming open house on January 17th or 31st at 7 p.m.
Look at where we are. They never thought we'd make it all this way. A diamond ring cuts through the dark, choking on the words I need to say. Every day another breath since the night we met. Girl, you got me on my knee. Spend your life with me.
Okay, and we are back. And so I popped in another little song there, the Abrams, Spend Your Life With Us. And again, a very obvious. I made it very easy tonight with my song, Spend, right? That's pretty pretty obvious. So I was chatting with the those on Facebook during the song, And so Randy's on Facebook, and we were talking about what I had said, trading in vehicles and not writing in the balance of the loan. And Randy mentioned the length of loans, which I didn't mention, which I definitely think is worth a mention. So again, you know, people are getting into 6, 7, 8 year car loans, and that's just crazy because they don't last that long, or if they do, they depreciate wildly. So if you find that you're doing that, that's definitely a warning sign. Like, you definitely want to kind of sit back and look and see what you can do with your finances. And that's really the point of all of this, is that you just want to recognize these things that you're doing on a regular basis, like consolidating or constantly refinancing your home, or constantly carrying a balance on your line of credit, never, you know, getting it paid down, or always getting it increased, or, you know, adding more debt, because those are definitely warning signs that it ain't working. And if it ain't working, then you want to figure out what you can do to get out of that. And that can require a lot of, it can involve a lot of things. It can be, you know, talking to your financial advisor or lender or financial counselor or licensed insolvency trustee, whoever, to just help you look at all your options. And it's always good to seek all your options everywhere. So when people come to talk to me, I always make sure they spoke to their bank. I make sure, you know, they really have covered everything before they make a decision. Okay, I told you that I was going to share with you the 5 biggest financial challenges that that people are facing today. And so I did put this request on Facebook and to some other people and got some responses back along with my own. Are you ready? Number 1. Setting up a spending plan, or lack of setting up a spending plan. So one of the challenges is that we're very busy, and we don't always have good financial education. So maybe we haven't been trained to be an accountant. And so we're expected to put these really great money management systems in place for ourselves, but that's not our expertise. In fact, there was a gentleman at a workshop today that basically said, my wife does it. Like, if it was left to me, we'd be a mess. A for honesty. And so setting up a spending plan can be really, really challenging if it's not something you're used to doing. And yet it's so important. I mean, it's so important to have a plan, any plan. Let's just kind of throw in anything you're doing in life. So, you know, if you're trying to move up in your career, well, then you're going to have a plan. What education do you need? What do you need to do? Who do you need to talk to? If you're going to lose weight, you need a plan. How am I going to exercise? How am I going to eat? If you, you know, anything really, there has to be some kind of a plan. And so your finances are no different. So you start by doing something I call money mapping, which is just basically, you know, where does your money go? So you start monthly and then you break it down by pay. What does this look like? How much do you have? What do you need to spend out? What's your fixed expenses? What do you think you spend on flexible? And what are all the other ones that come up that you just kind of, you know, basically hope don't, and deal with them? So setting up a spending plan is one of the biggest challenges. The second one is living within or below our means. And I think this is something that definitely many, many, many of us are falling victim to, because it's just so darn easy nowadays to live above your means, or at the very least to live to your means. So, you know, the way to get rich is spend less than you make, period. That's it. At the end of the day, spend less than you make. And the thing is, how are you going to know whether or not you're spending less than you make unless you are tracking your spending and seeing where it's going? I can tell you that if you have debt and it's increasing on a month-to-month basis, you are living above your means. You're using credit to create income to live a life that you can't afford. And that's a huge warning sign. If you're carrying debt that you can't get paid down at all, that's definitely a warning sign. If you've always paid the debt off, but now it's just starting, it's getting harder and harder to do, and it's taking you, you know, an extra few months, that's also a warning sign. The third one is the need for instant gratification. Oh my dear, yes, we have a need for instant gratification. We want everything now. We want it yesterday. We want it quickly. And credit certainly supports that. I was talking about credit bureaus today and getting your credit report, and you can get it for free, and you can wait 2 or 3 weeks to do that, or you can go online with a credit card and get it instantly for a fee. And so often we'll do that. And then we can translate that to convenience food. How much money do we pay on pizzas and fast food and grabbing stuff at drive-thrus? And then we can throw in the unhealthy aspect of that as well. So the need for instant gratification. In number 4 place, our insatiable appetite for more, bigger, better. right? We want more, we want bigger, we want better. It's sometimes very discouraging to watch what other people have, to want it. And we want that bigger house. I mean, nobody lives. I grew up in a house with five kids and two bedrooms, you know, mom and dad's room and two bedrooms. And it's not what we do now. If there's five kids, then you have a house with five bedrooms and a playroom and a den and a basement and an attic and all kinds of things. So our insatiable appetite for more, bigger, better is definitely a challenge financially because, again, living within your means, these are all tied together. As you can see, if your income doesn't support more, bigger, better, then you end up turning to financing and you get caught in that. But it's just a monthly payment and I can afford it mentality. And I could take the next 30 minutes and talk about that. But I don't have time, so I'll move on to the last and fifth biggest financial challenge we have today, which is feeling entitled. And again, very dangerous with credit. There's, you know, a whole generation of, they call it the princess generation, could be the prince generation, it's not just princesses, feeling entitled, feeling like we should be able to do and have what we want. You should be able to do and have what you want, but support it on your income, don't rely on credit. Not because you're not worthy and you don't deserve it, but because ultimately at the end of the day, you're digging a big hole for yourself and you're going to fall in it around retirement age. So again, these are big, big topics and I'm just scratching the surface. So then I looked at each of these and I said, but what's the underlying issue with them? And the print's smaller, so I have to pick up my card here so I can see it. So, you know, setting up a spending plan, the challenge with that is education and training. And so it might not be your forte. And well, you know what? I'm going to come back to this because I also want to talk about what you can do and it ties to that. And I'm going to end off with that. So here I go, leaving you in suspense just one more time. But we do have a few more things to play. So I have Don Messer, Poor Girl's Waltz coming up, and that is an instrumental. So just so you know, there's not going to be any words. We're just going to kind of zone out a little bit to some instrumental there, but it fits into the theme because of the name. Community calendar follows, and then I will come back. I'm just looking at the time. I think I might be able to put one more song in there. Anyway, I'll keep you in suspense of that. We'll see where I can fit the songs in. But I do want to come back and just finish off, like, why are these our challenges and what can we do about them? Because I'm all about not just the challenge, but the solution. So here we go. We have Don Messer's Poor Girl's Waltz. So you can just kind of zone out for that one a little bit. And I'll be back momentarily.
People from our communities talking to our communities. 88.7 Cove FM. is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's Community Calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
On Sunday, February 4th, the Chester Art Center presents Margot Brunel, award-winning Halifax CBC radio journalist, and Pauline Dakin, journalist and best-selling author of Run, Hide, Repeat, a memoir of a fugitive childhood. It's at the Chester Art Center starting at 2 p.m. Tickets are $15 per person, with some coffee and nibbles included. And for tickets, call 902-275-5789 or email info@chesterartcenter.ca. This is part of the Donald Curley Art Series, The Art of Storytelling.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Bay Equipment Rentals is your source for all your scaffolding needs. They feature top-of-the-line equipment and the ability to deliver anywhere inside the HRM. Bay Rentals is your go-to location for anything scaffolding. They also carry a full line of pressure washer products and have four locations to serve you: Lower Sackville, Cole Harbour, Elmsdale, and at 14 Sunnys Road in Tantallon. Call them at 902-826-7000 or visit online at bayrentals.ca.
I'm Jordy Morgan. Join me every Sunday morning at 9 for Fall Back Up on 88.7 Cove FM. I'll talk with business leaders, innovators, and high performers about their Atlantic Canadian experience. Success is important, but so is failure, as it can provide some of our most important lessons. It's brought to you in part by the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, CFIB, in business for your business. Fall Back Up, Sunday mornings at 9 on 88.7 Cove FM.
Okay, I am back. So we had our little instrumental interlude there, so everybody got to kind of do a little zone out. Some of you are probably shaking your head, I'm sure. First time I played that, I'm like, what the heck? There's no words in that. But it fits because it's the Poor Girl's Waltz. There's also a Poor Guy's song somewhere. I'll have to find that and play the both of them sometime. Okay, so just coming back to what I was talking about with the biggest financial challenges, I just want to kind of finish off by saying, why are they challenges? Just, you know, what is it that's maybe causing them to be challenges, and what can you do to overcome them? And so I was saying, setting up a spending plan, the biggest reason that that's a challenge is the lack of education and or training. I mean, where are you taught to manage your finances? And so, you know, very often you're just thrown out in the world and you're supposed to figure it out. You don't have any formal training. And so you do what we do in life. You screw up and then you figure out how to fix it. And you hope you don't screw up again, but you probably will. And then you figure out how to fix it. And then you just keep going. And so the way that you're going to start to break that cycle is, one, you can seek help. You can get some counseling. You can get some training. You can go online. There's tons of resources. You can turn your money management over to someone else, to a third party. So your spouse or some other person to help take care of it for you. Living within or below our means, you know, I think the driving force there is lack mentality. And so lack mentality is constantly feeling like there's not enough. And so we're always, you know, something's on sale. Oh my gosh, I have to get it. If I don't get it, I'm losing, or it won't be there. It'll be gone. And that's kind of lack mentality. And feeling unworthy and just, you know, feeling bad about yourself. So it's that proverbial high, right? It's the, what am I trying to say? When you shop and instant gratification, you kind of get that high. Retail therapy, that's what I was going for. And I put down past programs, because I think a lot of that too is, you know, how you're raised and how you're brought up. And so if you were brought up and didn't have much money and you felt very much like you were without, then you may, you know, strive to do more, have more, kind of fallen into our next one. But, you know, it may cause you to live beyond your means and spend more money than you can comfortably spend because you don't want to live the way your parents lived, or spend more on your kids because you don't want them to do without like you did. These do all kind of blur together, because the next one, the need for instant gratification, I wrote down fear of loss, and, you know, kind of like the above one, but basically, you know, if I don't do this now, I'm going to lose, or, you know, I don't know, we're very impatient and we don't want to wait for things. I practice delayed gratification, I think, is a great thing that you can do. I do that a lot with things that I want. I'll buy them, but I'll tuck them away and I won't get them till my birthday or Christmas. My husband loves it because it helps do his shopping, and I'm practicing delayed gratification. And so I know I have something that I want, but I've earmarked a certain amount of money for it, and I have to wait for it. And that's actually proved it really well. It's worked really well and has helped to break some of that need to kind of just get things now and have everything now. And then you're always going after the next thing and the next thing. And so it helps to break that cycle. Insatiable appetite for more, bigger, better. I wrote down worthiness and appearances. Keeping up with the Joneses. Wanting to have as much as everyone else. No matter where you are in life, you will either have less than someone or more than someone pretty much all the time, in your view, in your eyes. At the end of the day, we all are immensely rich. And, as I was writing this list, it occurred to me that these are, completely first world problems, right? I mean, this list would be completely different if we were in a third world. We wouldn't even be talking about this. We'd be talking about the things, not having things that we take for granted every day. So the last one is feeling entitled, and I wrote justification. And so feeling entitled is all about justifying what you want, how you're going to get it, why you're going to get it, why you deserve it, why you should spend the money on it, why you got the loan, why it makes sense to do that. And we all do that. And it's a dangerous, dangerous slope. It's not bad or good. It just puts you in a situation where, again, you're financing your future life. And so maybe you're living now and doing more later, but you're going to have to pay for it later. And when you do have to pay for it later, you are living more now. But when you have to pay for it later, payday comes and it's not fun and you don't like it and you don't want to do it and it's hard. Kind of like ignoring your health for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden having a major illness and having to deal with that. It's not fun, and it really wasn't worth it at the end of the day when you look back at it. So I wrote down for that one, what do you do to break that cycle? You practice gratitude and, being thankful for what you do have, looking at what you do have, and delayed gratification, which I talked about, and possibly even counseling if there's some really big underlying issues that are there. At the end of the day, it's your finances and you want to have the best financial situation and best life that you can. And you want to live your best life. And that doesn't always mean living above your means. In fact, what I'm hearing, and I shared this with you from people who have gone through programs with me and, the credit's been gone and they've had to live within their income, that's very freeing and very satisfying. And so sometimes we get caught up thinking that what we're doing is feeding our soul, and it's not. So, folks, it is 5 to the hour, which means I have to close things down because Lash is here and Lash LaRue, and we've got his 80s at 8 coming up. So I need to let him get in here and set up for that. So as always, thank you so much for hanging out with me. And I do wish you all happy, healthy finances. I hope that you have some wonderful financial experiences over the next week and you find some unexpected money or riches. And I'll be back next week to share some more tips with you. So have a great Thursday evening, everybody. I'm going to send you out with my ending song, which is Monty Python's Flying Circus Money Song, because it is so darn fun. Have a great week.
I've got £90,000 in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.